another step. There's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. Still free. The only goal I have for you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill with crystal.
Music by Request, starting us out there with Charlie Pride and his mammoth hit from the CD called The Essential Charlie Pride. All I have to offer you is me, and all I have to offer you is edition number 14 of the Listener's Choice section. Hello, everyone. Roger Smith here, and this tape is coming to you from 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Keats is spelled K-E-A-T-S. Now, to get a request in to this section, well, as most of you know by now, there are several ways you can do that. You can always put a message at the beginning of this tape when you send it back and tell us what you want to hear. And we check them all out as they come in. We check the beginnings to see if you have a message. You can also give me a buzz at 502-721-7634 and leave your request where the machine is always on. Or a lot of people email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net and we'll get your request in that way. Tell us what you want to hear and we'll try our best to get it on. Maybe not on the very next section, depending on what we have going on that particular edition or how hard it is for us to find, but we'll try to get it on. We have a ton of requests to get on in this section, or at least to try to get most of them on. So let's get started here with the one from Grandpa Jones, and he's his own grandpa. Why? Well, you're about to find out.
He's his own grandpa.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so, for I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandma.
It sounds funny, I know, though it really is so, for I'm my own grandpa.
Whoopee!
This is showing me tough. If my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. That is.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
You're a hot-blooded woman, child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Mac Davis there, a guy, great songwriter, great singer from Lubbock, Texas. And Baby Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. Send that one out to Jim Moore in Missouri. And remind you again that we don't always, by any means, get all of the names in of the people who have requested the songs. That's for one simple reason. My memory's not that good anymore. I just put the songs down on the computer as I get the request in. And sometimes I remember who requested them. Sometimes I don't. If I do, I try to get it in. If you hear your song and don't mention your name, why, don't take it personally. Just chalk it up to the fact that I'm getting older and my memory's not what it used to be. And we'll leave that one right there. Let's get the new one in now. We always try about this time to put a new song on the listener's choice section. And this CD, I believe, was released back in November of 2003. This is from Hank Williams Jr. And the name of the CD is I'm One of You. It's a good CD, a really good CD. Hank Williams Jr. in this entire CD is in as good a voice as I've ever heard him. He can really still get it done. And this cut that I'm about to feature is an old T.G. Shepherd recording that he did and made a hit out of it back in the 70s. And see if you don't think Hank Williams Jr. does a real fine job with this one. Here's Bo Cephas.
I come home late at night, my boots in my hands, stumble in the back door, being quiet as I can. And I know she's there in bed, cold and all alone. And she's crying because I'm breaking up our home. And she knows the hell I'm going in this world. Inside my head there's a devil in the bottle, Lord, and he wants to see me fall into her arms. She helps me with my clothes. Guess she stays on with me cause she really knows that I'm trying, Lord, to find my freedom by escaping to the only freedom I've ever known. And she knows this hell I'm going through in this world. Inside my head there's a devil,
there's a devil
in the bottle,
in the bottle,
and he won't rest until I'm dead. Killing her too, watching me die this way.
There's a devil
in the bottle,
in the
I should probably point out there that that's one of the few ballads on that new album by Hank Jr. Most of the album is a bit more up-tempo than that, but it's a really good album. Bunch of really good material on that thing. He did a really nice job with it. It's a good production. Let's send this next one out to old Bill Hall out in Lubbock, Texas. Bill and Willie wanted to hear some Cowboy Copas.
When the warship left Manila, sailing proudly o'er the sea, deep blue sea, all the sailors' hearts were filled with fond regret, looking backward to this island where they'd spent those happy hours, making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, all aglow. Said, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, I love my dark face Filipino. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey and her heart is pure, I know, yes I know. And he said, I love my dark face Filipino. Darling, I've come back from Caroline, South Carolina. I've come back to claim the only girl I love. And at night there was a wedding while the ship's crew gathered round all around. And he wed his little dark-faced Filipino. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino.
I'll probably never see you eye to eye again. This letter's meant to be my last farewell. But you need to understand I'm nearly crazy. You need to know my life has gone to hell. Write me back and tell me why it ended. Send a letter that I can show my heart. I'll be somewhere between I love you and what you're feeling now. Looking for a place to fall apart. Looking for a place to fall apart. Trying to find a place that I can leave my heart. I need to be somewhere hiding when I feel my teardrop start. Looking for a place to fall apart. I can't seem to justify your leaving me. I'm bewildered as to how it all came down. I thought everything was fine till your phone called. The call that turned my world around. Send me word and tell me why it ended. I need some final proof to show my heart. I'll be somewhere between I love you and what you're feeling now. Looking for a place to fall apart. Looking for a place to fall apart. Trying to find a place that I can leave my heart. I need to be somewhere hiding when I feel the teardrops start. Looking for a place to fall apart. Looking for a place to fall apart. Trying to find a place that I can leave my heart. I need to be somewhere hiding when I feel the teardrops start. Looking for a place.
Merle Haggard there with a little help from Janie Fricky and looking for a place to fall apart. Well, a few issues ago, I put on some music by Carlene Carter. Carlene Carter, of course, being the daughter of June Carter and Carl Smith. And several of you, including Barbara Ware up in Massachusetts, said, hey, put on some more from that girl. Some of you weren't familiar with her. And really, her career was not that long-lived at all. I'm sure she's still out there picking. Probably, but as far as her recording career, really wasn't that long-lived at all. She did have one fairly successful album, and I thought it had some really, really good stuff out there, and she's just a real, real good talent. But I'm going to put this one on for you here. This was probably her biggest hit, actually, from the album. It's called I Fell in Love, and she's going to get a little help on this one from the group called Southern Pacific. Remember them?
What's up?
Well, after a nice happy song like that, it's time to sadden things up a little bit, don't you think? Actually, this one some people might say is just plain pitiful, the one I'm about to play here, but that's all right. We like pitiful songs. This Dennis Miller wanted to hear one from Little Jimmy Dickens called Raggedy Ann. Now, Raggedy Ann is a recitation that Tater did, and I don't know that he really did that many recitations, but he did record this and still occasionally does it on the Opry, and in fact, Dennis had heard it on the Opry and wanted to hear it back in its original form when it was recorded, probably sometime back in the 50s, and so we're going to do it here, and we'll send this one out to Deanna Coburn, too, in Salt Lake City, Utah. She's a big Tater fan. Here's Tater, one called Raggedy Ann.
You sure have been quite a doll, Raggedy Ann. Yes, sir, quite a doll. But I didn't really know you until I started making these trips up here to talk to you. And now I'm beginning to see more and more why my baby loved you so much. Why, Raggedy Ann, sometimes I'd almost swear that you're just about as much alive as I am. When I hug you up close to me, I can feel every ounce of the warm glow of love that she must have felt. And you know what, Raggedy Ann? I'd give anything I own in this world if I knew just half of the memories that have passed through those little black button eyes of yours and hid themselves in their tear-stained stuff. Well, I bet you're just busting out with little old childhood secrets that could really set a lonely man's heart aglow. Sometimes I still have to laugh the way you had to sample all of her food and see all of her little new dresses and answer a thousand questions. It's really a small wonder that you're on one piece. The way she used to drag you around by one leg everywhere she went. But you didn't seem to mind, 'cause you always had that big old smile on your face. And you know something, Raggedy Ann? I bet that smile has dried more tears and cured more little hurts than I could ever hope to kiss away. And I'll tell you something else, that big smile has given me strength to face some pretty trying times myself. And I want to thank you again, Raggedy Ann, for helping me raise her after her mama died. Somehow you just stepped right into your mama's shoes and just that much farther into our hearts. And in that year of the rain, remember? One night the fever took my baby, and you just laid right there beside her while I did everything I could right up to the end. And since then, it's just been me and you, Raggedy Ann. Just me and you. But you know, the years haven't seemed to bother you too much. Of course, you're a little faded here and there from the wind and the rain. But that heartwarming charm and that spark of love seems stronger now than it ever did. And look at me. Well, I barely made it up the hill today. Look, Raggedy Ann, I can't even brush the dirt from my knees. So don't look for me tomorrow. Oh, I won't make it. I'd like to take you with me, Raggedy Ann, but I know you'd be happier right here watching over my baby and keeping her warm. Well, I gotta leave you now. I gotta go. And about the only thing that comes to my mind to say to you is, God bless you. And you sure have been quite a doll, Raggedy Ann. Yes, sir. Quite a doll.
Well, mercy. Let's lighten things up a little bit after that, shall we? Here's Hoyt Axton.
Thank you. was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. And he rolled out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. The dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk,
Della and the Dealer there from Hoyt Axton by request. And most of you probably know that Hoyt's mother, May Axton, was also a famous person in her own rights, as she happened to be the one who penned Heartbreak Hotel for Elvis Presley. And I'd say that puts you in the famous category, wouldn't you? You guys want to hear something terrible? Well, just listen here. You're about to.
You changed a beggar into a king. I had sunk as low as a man could go. The world had turned me down, but you picked me up and you kissed me sweet and you whispered, "I'll always be around." You tore the rags from off my back and you placed a crown on my head. Now you walk beside into
your arms will hold me and keep me warm. Changed a beggar into a king. You changed a beggar into a king.
I warned you. That, of course, was the old George Jones song, Beggar to a King, from way back long ago when George recorded it back in the 50s. Not exactly done by George on the listener's choice section here. Wonder if you've guessed who that was. I will tell you that I would not have if I didn't know. But let me see if I can give it away right here.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face.
Well, it's not a secret any longer, is it? Oh, the Big Bopper there, and he must have been a George Jones fan. We got a collection of his a few days ago, and it not only had this song, Beggar to a King, it had White Lightning, the old George Jones hit, so he must have liked old George. Of course, he was out there with Buddy Holly and Waylon and all those guys, and of course, they were into country music. But anyway, thought you might enjoy that. Let's have one now by Dean Martin.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl waiting out for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston.
Well, that's just about all the room we're going to have for on side one. Flip it over to side two, and we'll pick it up right where we left off, okay?